This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me. Now, let's not even waste much time. I want to get into what we're going to look at here today. This has been a fantastic study here in Revelation. And I think as we go through, and as I've been teaching this for a year, as many times as I've read and studied this book, the most important thing in here is found at the end of this book. And that is in Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. It says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. Let him who thirsts, come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely." I love that verse. "Whosoever will," it says in the King James Version, "whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." I think I could see, and if I read in this Bible that that verse would be hanging over the gates of heaven, that would not surprise me. "Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." Now today, I want to go through and look at this cast of characters. I want to look really quick and say one thing about every chapter, starting in chapter 1, because indeed a good cast is worth repeating. Let's look at the end times players in this book. Now chapter 1, verse 1 lists the most important person of all, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ in chapter 1. He is preeminent. He is first. This is his revelation to the Apostle John. Now, John received the vision, this revelation, on a Greek island called Patmos. The second thing we see is the churches. That's chapters 2 and 3. These chapters invite us to read somebody else's mail. 7 particular churches in Asia Minor. However, that's no different than reading mail addressed to, you know, because I hear it said all the time, well, the book of Revelation doesn't apply. Those are specific letters written to specific churches. All right. Wasn't the letter to the Ephesian church a specific church? How about Thessalonians? How about Galatians? How about 1st and 2nd Corinthians? That's my point. All of these things were written. They're written to particular churches, but the theology and the way of living and the instructions on how to live a holy life apply to all of us and to all ages. Next up, it would be chapter 4 reveals to us the throne room up in heaven. And present in the throne room, we find, first off, we find the throne of God. Next, we find the 24 elders. Next, we find the 4 living beings. After that, chapter 5 reveals to us a lamb. The Lamb is Jesus Christ, who the Bible calls, and the Apostle John specifically calls him, the Lamb of God, as John the Baptist called him as well. Back in John chapter 1, verse 29, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Abraham, way back in Genesis chapter 22, says God will provide himself a lamb. And he did, and his name is Jesus. He is the Lamb of God. Next, we see myriads of of angels in this chapter, chapter 5. Now, chapter 6, we run into the four horsemen of the apocalypse, as it's known. We see four riders on four horses. The first horseman represents conquest. The second one was war. The third represented famine, or maybe not necessarily represented, but they brought these things. These four riders brought these things. These four riders carried out these things: conquest, war, famine. The last rider was death. And it says that hell followed along with him. Next, we see the martyred souls under the altar. Chapter 6, verse 9. I saw the souls of those under the altar. This is one of the proof texts that we have, that we know that when we die and leave this world, you don't just wink out. All of you believers, all of us believers in Jesus Christ, there's no soul sleep. When you die and leave this world, your soul is going to go to heaven. You know, Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. When you die and leave this world, you're going up to heaven. The angels are going to come and carry you away and carry you and lead you into the presence of God. That's promised for all those believers in Jesus Christ. So that's the martyred souls under the altar. Chapter 7 reveals to us the 144,000 sons of Israel sealed by the angels. More end times players are natural disasters that God uses to accomplish his will. Let me say that again. More end times players that we see in this book are natural disasters that God uses to accomplish his will. Next up, we see 21 judgments. We see seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven bowls. Always remember that some natural disasters that you see are a result of the judgment of God, be it flood, especially drought. Remember that. Follow what the word of God says. Sometimes, not always, people say, well, this is the judgment of God. You don't know that. But remember that God rules and he reserves the right to use natural disasters to bring judgment. That's in the Bible, especially drought. There's coming a time where the Bible says it's not going to rain for 3.5 years. This is the result of the judgment of God. God is the one responsible for this. Sometimes floods. I don't have to clue you in on that. Certainly you know that, right? That God uses and has used the flood before as judgment. Look up next time it rains and the sun is out, and you'll see his promise that he's not going to do that again, but he's done it in the past. God is God. He rules as he sees fit, and he uses natural disasters if he so chooses, because he's God and he can if he wants to. Next up, we see chapter 9, the angel of the bottomless pit, Apollyon. We also see locusts. Next up, we see four angels held captive at the bottom, or in somewhere in the Euphrates River. Again, my advice to you, friend, don't go water skiing in the Euphrates River. Man, oh man, not with these four wicked angels, which once they're released are going to destroy a third of mankind. We also see 200 million tribulation soldiers here in chapter 9. I'm running out of time here this morning. Chapter 10 is an interlude and a promise that the end is near. Now, chapter 11, we see the two witnesses, whoever they are, they're going to preach Christ for 1,260 days, 3.5 years. The Bible says they have the power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. We see the beast, Antichrist. Notice it says the beast who ascends out of the bottomless pit. He doesn't ascend out of Long Island or Rome or New York or Boston or Phoenix. He ascends out of the bottomless pit. Antichrist has already lived. It's not just a regular run-of-the-mill flesh and blood man. Next up, we see chapter 12. We see the woman and the dragon. Israel persecuted representing the woman. The dragon we know is Satan. We see Satan thrown out of heaven and madder than a wet hornet. Chapter 13, we run into the Antichrist. Then we meet the false prophet. Antichrist, first 10 verses. Also false prophet, verses 11 through 18 of chapter 13. We also see the image of the beast. The image of the beast. Well, this false prophet, it says he had the power to give life to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. So there's this image of the beast. There's 666 being marked on his servants. Chapter 14 speaks of the harvest of the earth. Chapter 15 speaks about the last seven plagues. Chapter 16 and the pouring out of the last bowls of the wrath of God. Next, we see the demons that are sent out to gather the nations to Armageddon. That's chapter 16, verse 13. I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophets. These are three spirits, three evil spirits sent out around the world to gather these kings together. Read Ezekiel chapter 38 of the first 9 or 10 verses. We see the city of Babylon. We see the great harlot in chapter 18. Chapter 19, we see the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see Antichrist and false prophet are defeated and they're cast into hellfire. These are the first two occupants of the lake of fire, in case you want to know, is the Antichrist and the false prophet. Satan will be the next one thrown in there, then the great white throne judgment, and then everyone else who refused Jesus Christ will be cast into the lake of fire, where the smoke of their torment, the Bible says, rises up forever and ever. So that's return of Jesus Christ. Chapter 20, we have Satan bound for 1,000 years, the start of the 1,000-year reign of Christ, the final defeat of Satan, the great white throne judgment, and the final destruction of all believers. Chapter 21, we see the new heaven and the new earth. We see that new Jerusalem coming down as a bride adorned for her husband. We see, and then at the end here, chapter 22, we finally see the return of the tree of life and our access to it. And lastly, number 33 on this list that I have, friend, you'll see the face of God. You'll see the face of God. That's the promise to every one of you out there who receives Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The promise to you is you will see the face of God and have eternal life in his presence. Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Hope you enjoyed this study in the book of Revelation. We'll be back again soon with a new program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.